Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Monday, the 4th of January, recording at 8:42 p.m., and that's Greenwich Mean Time. Now, this is the first broadcast of the new year, so it's a one-off opportunity for me to say Happy New Year to you all. And I also noticed from Sarah that our new subscribers in December were the highest tally that we've had in over a year. So I'd like to thank you for your interest, and I'd like to thank veteran subscribers for spreading the word. And I noticed a couple of quite distinguished analytical names on that new subscriber list, people who've been known to me for many, many years. But welcome all. And one little suggestion, and then that'll be the end of my housekeeping at this opening, for this opening. And that is, my suggestion is that you keep your name on the free abbreviated email of the day, because when that goes out, you will know that the subscribers area has been updated as well, and that you can go see the new copy and hear the new audio. Okay, now I've still got the scratchy voice, a holdover from the Christmas cold, but hopefully that will go away before too many more days, and I beg your indulgence for any difficulties in hearing what I have to say. Now first, a quick look at the highlights here today. It's been a good start to the year for stock markets, and pretty well everything that I saw today was on the upside, with the exception of the China markets. And they had been moving upward steadily recently, but in other words, in the last week or two, saw very small declines in here today. But elsewhere, though, in Asia, firm action overall. We had good action in the European stock markets, gains of 1.5, over 2% were par for the course. And Wall Street is not that far off the highs of the day, with the Dow up 1.5 percentage points, S&P up slightly more, as is the NASDAQ. So unless there's a very sharp sell-off in the last 15 minutes of the day, that means that Wall Street has easily shaken off the little bit of selling that it encountered on New Year's Eve. Okay, elsewhere, long-dated government bonds. It's been a quiet day generally. The U.S. contracts, futures contracts, are mixed. The U.S. dollar is a bit softer here today. For instance, the euro is back up to 144.22. The dollar index is down to 77.47. And that has been a spur for the precious metals, which were actually firming before the dollar started to ease a bit. And those missing upward dynamics have finally occurred. I'm talking about silver and gold, which rose very sharply. Silver up 68 cents as I speak. This voice is ridiculous. Again, apologies for that. platinum, a new recovery high. That's up $62 as I speak, taking it up to $1,533. And gold is currently up $22 at $1,120. So this is a really solid performance by precious metals. And we've had a pretty good performance by industrial metals as well. And they were strong last week, as you may recall, whereas precious metals were just in those arranging patterns. And the agricultural commodities, gains across the boards among the ones that I'm looking at. And last but not least, crude oil is strong, 81.60, up 2.24. Okay, so while the croaking voice holds, albeit just barely, what's going on here? And the first point that I would mention is that monetary policy remains extremely accommodative. And that's been the bedrock fuel source for this bull market all along. And I don't think that's going to actually change anytime soon. Also, markets had been enjoying, if that's the right word, or experiencing, I should say, a consolidation of earlier gains. And we talked about a corrective phase and consolidation, really, from late September onwards. And most markets had, by and large, ranging chart patterns. Well, in that year-end Christmas and just before the New Year rally, which we saw once again last year, a number of those stock markets in Europe, Asia, South America, North America, broke up to new recovery highs. And breakouts on the upside following lengthy consolidation patterns within trends were or are often platforms for quite strong advances overall. Anybody who's attended the chart seminar, as so many of you have, will be familiar with how that long trading range thins out the supply above and the demand below. And once you get a break out of that range, and this one's occurred to the upside, you can get quite a strong move. And that's what we've seen again today, beginning of the New Year's trading, and I think, not surprisingly, a number of investors, not least the institutional investors, not wanting to miss out on a potential momentum move. So that's what we've been looking for, and that's what we appear to have. And the caveat here is that stock markets would have to break the latest in their progressions of higher reaction lows to question short-term momentum to the upside. So this looks good. Fuller money themes are very well represented. Mining shares were among the strongest here today. Now, the commodity strength is a bit of an eyebrow raiser. I think it's partly due to the loss of upside momentum that we've seen for the U.S. dollar in the last week or so. And depending on the currency you pick, the dollar's gains have either stalled or are largely being reversed. And for instance, if you look at the Canadian dollar, and I've posted that today, you can see that the U.S. is moving right back down and seems a cinch to head towards parity. Well, I should never say cinch in this business, should I? But it's currently at 1.0416 and looks to me like it's about to break down once again. The Canadian dollar, of course, is helped by the crude oil price. So a dollar rally off the boil, and it's caught people on the hop, I think, because you will have noticed that the year-end forecasts included a majority of bullish calls on the U.S. dollar. Well, it was certainly oversold at the beginning of December, having fallen all the way back to the top of its March to July 2008 base formation, which supported such a sharp rally in the third quarter of 2008 as stock markets unraveled. But a question that I've been thinking about and mentioning even on these audios is, what would be the catalyst for a big rally in the U.S. dollar. Well, I don't think it'll be tighter monetary policy. I don't think the U.S. will be leading the way up in interest rates. I would expect that to occur from the stronger emerging markets, as we've already seen in a few instances, and some of the resources markets, developed country resources markets. They're the ones that are out of recession, in a number of instances, never even went into recession. And so they have the stronger GDP growth, and they will also see more of the inflation pressures. So, an interesting background there. Crude oil is one of the more surprising recoveries. Now, I say that, and I'm saying that surprising for me, because you go back 2 weeks and crude oil was hovering around the $70 level, moved slightly below it, and it was short term. It was short oversold in the short term, but this has pushed right straight back up above the $80 level and is testing its recovery high in here, up around the $81-$82 level. So that ranging upward trend is still very much intact. Now, a concern of mine over the last number of months is that we would see commodity inflation as the global economy recovered. And we're certainly seeing signs of commodity inflation today. We also have the precious metals, which are very much, or have been very much in favor as alternative currencies and or hard money currencies. And I think that's very much likely to be the case going forward. Those upward dynamics that I mentioned in my preamble for this audio are quite important. They were the missing ingredients for gold and silver, but really other metals have led the way. Palladium has surged through to a new recovery high. Platinum has followed that lead here today, and I wouldn't be surprised if gold and silver staged at least a partial catch-up move in moving back much closer to their highs that we had seen in early December. And I think the reaction that we saw is most likely over. And I've increased my exposure somewhat in here today. Now, in terms of fuller money themes, from the Asian stock markets to the resources markets to the commodity markets, it's all, and also the, and I should not overlook the information technology markets. Another new high by Israel in here today. A new high by the NASDAQ 100. So these information technology shares continue to do extremely well globally. So what can go wrong? Well, I don't have to look much further than commodities. If the crude oil price continues to move upwards, let alone getting up into the $90-$100 level, that will represent a headwind for stock markets, will create some concern among central banks. That hasn't happened yet, but it's a possibility. In the short term, crude oil's rally looks a little bit overextended to me, but I emphasize that the overall trend for crude oil, ranging though it is ranging with an upward bias. And so scratchy is the voice that I'll ask your forgiveness in addition to your forbearance, and bring this audio to a close. All the best to all of you.